USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
About 2 out of 3 Americans are in the path of a huge storm that's going to pound the central U.S. and eventually the eastern part of the country with heavy snow, drenching rain, and flooding. It's a slow-moving storm that could dump as much as 2 feet of snow on parts of the plains and the upper Midwest. Attorney General William Barr telling a House committee yesterday that he will release a redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report in about a week. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says he's skeptical about that.
We'll wait to see the report, but color me dubious that he's going to be fair unless he proves otherwise.
For the 7th straight year, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is hoping to push a pro-life bill that faces a very tough journey. He discussed it yesterday, saying it would ban abortions after 20 weeks. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
President Trump vowing that the administration will not bring back a controversial policy of separating migrant children from their families at the border. He said during a White House photo op yesterday,
when you don't do it, it brings a lot more people to the border. We are not looking to do it. But President Obama had the law. We changed the law.
Public TVs on military bases across the nation and the world are now playing sports rather than news. Stars and Stripes broke the story, saying TVs in military food courts, customer service centers, malls, and other commons areas are no longer showing news channels because of their divisive political nature. Actress Lori Loughlin is facing even more jail time now for the massive college admissions scandal, as she and her husband were formally indicted on fraud charges yesterday and also leveled an additional conspiracy to commit money laundering charge after fellow actress Felicity Huffman and 13 other people agreed to plead guilty in the scandal. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New information released about a New York couple who reportedly went missing during a Dominican Republic vacation. A Dominican newspaper speaking with local police finds they say the pair from Mount Vernon may have gotten into a car crash on the way to the airport. The 43-year-old husband and 32-year-old wife had a return flight that was set for March 27th, but they never made it to the plane. That Dominican paper reports that a car was found in a body of water on the route to the airport, but they've not positively identified the people inside. CBS scoring some high ratings for the NCAA Men's Championship basketball game on Monday night. An estimated 19 million people were watching most of the game, with the audience surging to over 23 million once they got to the overtime period. Top-seeded Virginia defeated Texas Tech to claim its first-ever crown. The numbers for CBS were 23% higher than last year's final, which was shown on 3 cable channels. And the space community is excited about the release of the first-ever photograph of a black hole to be unveiled today by the National Science Foundation at a news conference at 9 a.m. Eastern. The images will come from the Event Horizon Telescope, an international effort using 8 linked radio observatories all around the world. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.